Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
For sure, the opposition New Patriotic Party will not contest the election rerun in 19 polling stations in the Ablekuma North constituency. The party announced this at a news conference earlier in the day as they continue to mount strong objection to the Electoral Commission's scheduled rerun this Friday to complete the coalition process for that constituency. The candidate herself, Nana Ekwueifrie, on Monday filed a process at an Accra High Court citing the Electoral Commission's move as a potential contempt of court and a violation of CI 127. So as the MPP slammed the door shut on the Ablekuma North election rerun, a question hangs in the air. Has the party just played its trump card or squandered a strategic opportunity? Is this a masterstroke of political maneuvering or a recipe for disaster? First, let's hear the MPP's General Secretary Justin Frimpong-Kodia insisting at its press conference that a rerun is not only shameful but also needless.
The reason why the New Patriotic Party disagree with the position of the Electoral Commission for the simple reasons that per the court order, the High Court order of 4th January, whereby the EC was ordered to go and complete coalition and declare the winner in some selected constituencies had not been adhered to by the Electoral Commission. Back and forth, we're able to collate almost all the polling station results in Ablekuma North, leaving only three. And therefore, even with respect to a letter that I wrote to the Electoral Commission on the 3rd of June, asking about the update of Ablekuma North, whereby the Electoral Commission confirmed to the New Patriotic Party that indeed it is left with only three polling stations. Again, the Electoral Commission, led by Deputy Commissioner Dr. Bosman, under oath, went to Parliament and also confirmed same that for, so far as they are aware and so far as they know, it is only left with three polling stations at Ablekuma North. And therefore, it comes as very shocking that the Electoral Commission, based on its own conduct and also based on facts, based on their correspondence with the MPP, their pronouncement in Parliament, and even engagement with political parties when it happened on June 12th, where they maintained their position that it is left with three polling stations, will suddenly make a U-turn. Indeed, it is a shame for this country. The inconsistency from the Electoral Commission is a shame. But for us in the New Patriotic Party, we remain resolute, and we know that our candidate, Nana Ekwueifrie, won the elections with a margin of 414 votes. And this is based on facts and figures. We have not just churned out numbers to the public. And today I'll demonstrate to you when we say that she won the elections with 414 votes. So we have called you today to provide you with what we refer to as further and better particulars of the press conference I held last week. For you to appreciate where we are coming from as a political party.
So that was the General Secretary of the MPP, my colleague James Avergy, was at this news conference and has joined me in studio with more. James, how did Justin Kodia prove to the supporters that indeed Nana Ekwueifrie had won the 414 votes, with that 414 votes?
So, Brace, they mounted a screen on which they pulled a number of PDF documents which they indicated were the result, the scanned copies of the result from all of these polling stations. Then Justin Frimpong-Kodia went ahead to open some of these PDF documents which had the polling station name, the figures from what all the parties had got from these various polling stations, and the final result of the day, with the signatures of both the NDC and the NPP agent who monitored the election on the day. And so he pulled all those out, and a few of them he opened to indicate that these are the results they had as a party, which they had put together and added up to the final results, with which they said, with the figures they had, indicates that Ekwefre had won with a 414 vote. And so there was a more or less a PowerPoint presentation to the hundreds of supporters who turned out to also solidarize with the party on the day this afternoon when they held that press conference. I must also indicate that other bigwigs of the party, for instance, the former Interior Minister Henry Korte was there, the regional organizer Mr. Agohom, the candidate herself, Nana Ekwefre, was in attendance, where the hundreds of the party members turned out to show that solidarity. And so it was a PowerPoint presentation and to show to the members how he won with the 414.
Okay. Now, before he went on to announce the decision the party had taken, he had also registered some objections to the 19 polling stations in question. What did he say?
So at the tail end of that presentation, he pulled out a few of the results from some of these 19 polling stations, which he indicated that Nana Ekwefre had won at those polling stations. And so they believe that the decision to go and rerun the elections at those 19 polling stations is nothing but to overturn the decision of the voter on December 7. Then he revealed that there was a national committee council meeting yesterday where they have decided to take the decision to pull out of the elections and leave it to the EC and the NDC to do what they want to do with it, indicating that as far as they are concerned, their candidates had won and nothing is going to change that for them.
That is Pentecost Church, Mount Zion Assembly, Kwashima. Let's see the votes. Nana Ekwefre, MPP, had 194. A Emmanuel Bill of the NDC had 127. And this is a polling station that we won. And you are telling us that we should go for a rerun when we have won in that polling station. And you can see the name of polling agents from MPP, Perpetua Bwabe, signed. Ladies and gentlemen, you can see their signature. Then for a Emmanuel Obin, Donko Evans has also signed. We also have the presiding officer, Richard David Akwa, also signed. Date 7 December 2024, time 6:55 p.m. So we have all the 19 polling stations, the scan copies, agents of NDC, agents of MPP, and the presiding officers have signed.
So ladies and gentlemen, our engagement with you this morning is very simple, that we have our evidence, undeniable evidence, overwhelming evidence to clearly show that we won the Abdulkumanov parliamentary elections.
Yes, no change.
And yesterday, when National Executive Committee met, we said that under no circumstances will we be intimidated.
Never.
Under no circumstances will we be coerced to go for a rerun. We will not go for any rerun. The New Patriotic Party will not go for any rerun. We have won the elections.
We have won the elections.
What we are asking the Electoral Commission is to follow the court directive, to finish the coalition and declare our candidate Ekwefre as the MP that Pavel Kumanov.
Well, so that's the General Secretary there. But Abhijit, before you go, help us understand, what are the key concerns the candidate raised in the process filed in court? And is there any indication yet when the court will be sitting on this matter?
So, Brace, from that 38-page document, she submitted a lot of affidavits and, documenting it, about 29 pages of affidavits Essentially, she cited the High Court's directive to the Electoral Commission in January 2024, which says the EC should go back and complete the coalition. And she cited three key things. One, that the EC's decision to go ahead to rerun the election, contrary to the directive of the court, is a violation and would amount to a contempt of court. Two, that this is also a violation of Regulation 42 of the CI 127, which only allows for a rerun when there's a tie in an election, not that the coalition process hasn't ended, and that the court should insist on the EC to observe its directive in January. It is unclear whether we are not sure when the court will be sitting on this, because from our checks, a date has not been set to sit on this yet. We don't know if the court will do this before Friday.
And the election is this Friday. Anyway, grateful to you. But, I mean, let's look at numbers in terms of how many people we expect to turn up in these 19 polling stations, see if the election should come off to cast their vote. Isaac Kofi Ajay is a lead research analyst here. I'll join you, and he joins me with the numbers. Kofi, what do we know?
So, Kojo, 19 polling stations, and we have been working the numbers using available ballot statistics provided by the Electoral Commission. And we are looking at close to 6,502 registered voters that we expect to vote in this 19 polling stations. And Kojo, if you do the math, that will simply mean that we expect about 5.4% of the total registered voters in the Ablekuma North constituency to actually go to the polls coming Friday to go and elect a member of parliament.
There's more like time. You remember time constituency. Anyway, but we also do know that this constituency has been a stronghold of the NPP.
That's absolutely right. I mean, the NDC since 1996 has never won in the Ablekuma North constituency. The NPP has been ruling, and that constituency has been blue since 1996. And in fact, if you do the math and you look at the trend, NPP's worst performance was in 2008 when, you remember, Kwame Nabatels was actually going out with 57.6%. But this constituency has never gone to the NPP. And it's interesting that if you look at the demography of that place, it shows you that it's about 58% Akan, 20% Gadangbe, 10% Evers, and about 2% other tribes. So this has been stronghold of the NPP. But one thing that the 2024 election taught us is that anything is possible. And in fact, we saw so many outliers. And this is the reason why many have said that it will be a difficult tie if we decide to do a rerun, Kojo.
All right, this is Top Story. All right, time for us to bring in, people who understand politics better, as well as the political parties, for us to get their thoughts on this. Let's start from political science lecturer at KNUSC, Dr. Kwesi Amachibwati. Doc, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. First, what's your reaction to the news that the MPP has decided not to be part of this process come Friday?
Good evening, and thank you for the opportunity. I'd like to believe that they are not confident of coming out successfully. And one way of avoiding that type of, if you like, disgrace is to simply pull out and use that as a pretext.
But this is their stronghold. Would they be harboring any fear of winning in their own stronghold?
A stronghold throughout the whole constituency might not necessarily be so in the 19 polling stations in question. I don't have the, breakdown, but I like to believe that they understand it better, and that might be the case.
But aren't they right to hold on to their belief that they won this election? The High Court has also asked the Electoral Commission to complete the coalition process and not to conduct a rerun, and therefore they don't want to be part of a process that will end up being in contempt of the court.
Well, this is a legal issue, I might not necessarily be qualified to, you know, respond to it. But then let me say that the EC went all out to address itself to the High Court's ruling. It tried on countless occasions to do the recollection without success, given the fact that it didn't get the support from the security apparatus. And then interested actors from both parties made sure that they generated enough violence at the place to make the exercise simply absurdly difficult for the EC. On the basis of that, the EC has moved to engage all the stakeholders, the political parties, IPAC, and there took that decision collectively with them that this is the only option left for them. I don't know whether they should have gone to court to take the authority from the court. But whatever it is, once that decision was taken at IPAC, we know that the outcome is binding. So given that the EC goes ahead with the exercise, I think they are also in their right to do that. If you pull out, you are in your right to do that. Elections in Ghana, the law does not necessarily compel people to participate in the process. And when a political party decides not to be there, that becomes another issue altogether.
Okay. Do stay with me. Let me bring in the national organizer of the New Patriotic Party, Henry Nana Buachi. Nana, thank you for joining. Now, your candidate has filed a process in court, which the court is yet to decide a date on which it will hear this case to determine it. Yet you say you've pulled out. Why?
Kojo, good evening, and then good evening to my lecturer, Dr. Amit Buachi. Maybe don't. Is not pleased with the facts. Possibly I will enlighten him on that matter. Doc, we've concluded the elections in Apple Economy. What was left was collating and declaration. Now, early January, the court directed the Electoral Commission to collate and declare. That directive is still pending. That directive has not been overturned by any superior court. So that directive is still pending. And though, again, out of the 37 polling stations that were contentious at the time the High Court made those directives, out of the 37, 34 have been collated, duly collated, witnessed and signed by all polling agents, witnessed by returning officers and presiding officers. In fact, this fact, again, was the same set of facts put before Parliament by Dr. Bosman under oath. Again, Mr. Tete, who is the Deputy Commissioner, also wrote to the New Patriotic Party, stating that they have collated 34 out of 37 polling stations. And for that matter, the only outstanding polling stations are three. The only thing left is for the police to provide adequate security for them to conduct the collation outside Ablekumano constituency. Now, Doug, you made mention of protection. So if the Electoral Commission wasn't happy and expressed their disappointment with the police for not providing adequate security for only three polling, the collation of only three police stations, how is the police now prepared to provide security for a rerun, an illegal rerun of 19 polling stations?
But Nana, won't you also, you know, go with the EC when they say, I mean, we've tried to go by what the court said, but no, we have not. But we've not been able to do it. What can they do in this process?
Go back to the court. There is a pending High Court order. If you think that a certain arm or a certain institution is not complying with the directives of the court, what do? You go back to court for further directives. What they are doing is a clear contempt of court. That is it. And you see, the interesting part is that the incident is so dangerous, it's so catastrophic, and I expect my respected lecturer to rather be advising the Electoral Commission. You know why? Because now, if you're not careful, the president is that, look, anytime you think that you are not winning elections, cause problems, cause chaos, disrupt the process. So that when the Electoral Commission is unable to conduct collating as a result of the police not providing security, then the Electoral Commission will come out to say that, look, then let's go for a rerun. In any case, rerun by law cannot be ordered by the Electoral Commission. It is only the court.
Now,
we have won the election. So our position is that we have won these elections by 440 vote difference. This is a clear majority. We have all our in sheet. We have displayed them today. The NDC, truly, ask yourself, if you think that if NDC had won these elections and they had their own in sheet, you think by now they would not have displayed it?
So what will you do when this election comes off on Friday? The NDC candidate wins and is sworn in as member of parliament.
Said that we are not going to be part of this illegal process because, first of all, it is in contempt of court. Secondly, it's a dangerous precedent. Thirdly, we have won this election clearly. Look, when we knew
But I'm asking that if Friday the election comes off, the NDC candidate wins and she is sworn in as member of parliament for the constituency, what will you do?
In court. We do not. I appreciate and acknowledge anything that the Electoral Commission would do as we speak. All of these things are done in clear contempt of the court. All of these things are done. And you see, just recently, the chairman of the NDC had an interview in your studios where he said that the arrowheads at the Electoral Commission are not fit for purpose. And for that matter, they should be sacked. They should be replaced. And that was, I think, somewhere last week, Monday. And just 2-3 days or so afterwards, the EP suddenly changed its position. Look, we must protect these institutions. We must be principled.
So I guess you're saying that if the election comes on from Friday, you'll go to court.
No, we're already in court.
No, I'm saying that if the election comes off and she wins and is sworn in as MP.
We are already in court.
Okay.
So it's not as if we are going to institute a fresh action. We are already in court.
Okay.
We are already in court. And what we are saying is that we will not be part of this illegal process.
The NDC tells us that they have had invitation from the Electoral Commission to go to IPAC to decide on this particular matter. Have you had this invitation and what was your response to the EC?
Which IPAC? Are you talking about the IPAC that decided that we were going to vote?
No, this morning, Deputy Director of Elections of the NDC told us that they have received invitation from the Electoral Commission to monitor the ballot printing. To monitor the ballot printing process. You have not received anything?
I'm not aware of any such process.
Okay.
I'm not aware of any such invitation to that effect. I'm not aware of it. But all that we are saying is that this is a clear contempt of court. This is an illegal process. The Electoral Commission must be very principled. You have already stated that we only have 3 outstanding police stations. You have said so through your deputy commissioners. These are big figures in the Electoral Commission.
Okay.
Now, why? Are they succumbing to NDC's pressure? What are they trying to save their jobs because the NDC chairman says that they are going to lose their jobs and that the arrowheads, they must all go?
Okay. Harry, I'm grateful to you.
You must be bold and courageous.
Okay. I'm grateful.
You have established a certain principle already for 6 months that there is no way you are going to go for a rerun. What is left is the collation of 3 polling stations and the declaration thereafter. What has changed? What has happened?
Okay, Harry, I'm grateful to you. He is the national organizer of the NPP. Let's bring in Poster, Musa Dankwa, who is executive director for the Global Info Analytics. How will this decision by the NPP impact on voter turnout on Friday?
All right, thank you very much, Kojo. Hello.
I'm with you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly.
Yes. Look, turnout was going to be difficult for MPP anyway, even if they had fully participated. And if they are to boycott, then certainly this will make it worse. And there will be just one outcome. And that will be the end of all the politicians.
So turnout will be affected?
Definitely. Even if they haven't boycotted, mm-hmm. we're expecting a lower turnout on the part of MPP.
Okay.
And a higher turnout on the part of NDC.
On the NDC.
Because mm-hmm. NDC has motivation to go and vote out there, whereas MPP voters will not have the motivation. So if they pull out, it will be a total collapse of the numbers for the MPP.
It means that even if they had participated, they couldn't have won?
No.
Oh, so it's the election for the NDC candidates to win then?
Absolutely, it is for her to win.
Okay, all right.
If you look at the environment currently, which is far more toxic for MPP than before the election.
Okay.
And look at how close the results was.
Mr. Danko, I'm grateful to you. Let me bring in Professor Machi Boateng again. Prof, does this decision by the NPP to pull out of the election compromises the integrity of the EC in any way?
I don't think so. The rules are clear. But then there's one issue that we can't gloss over, that the courts are the final point of the electoral processes. And so whether an electoral process is illegal, whether the actors are in contempt of court, I think are issues that will be determined by the courts. And we can't gloss over this. For now, the actors may want to go out there, participate in it, and simply work with the outcome. Unless a court comes in to declare the whole proceedings as null and void because they were not, if you like, properly done. In that sense of that, it's only fair for the actors to participate in it. If a particular party decides to pull out the way the MPP is pulling out, it does not in any way affect the integrity of the process.
Grateful to you.